The Seattle Mariners say they won't sign a long-term lease at Safeco Field. That's unless King County provides $180 million in public money. Back in May, County Executive Dow Constantine proposed helping pay for maintenance at the ballpark, but the King County Council has not approved that plan yet. Councilmember Dave Upthegrove told me this afternoon that the Mariners should not get public money from the county.
They've made it very clear they're not leaving Seattle. And that makes sense. The team is generating a lot of wealth. These owners are getting very wealthy. There's no reason they would walk away from the business enterprise. But several months ago, when this was first announced, they made it clear that the lease did not depend upon this contribution of county tax money, and that if they didn't get the money, they would simply reconfigure their finance plan. What I hear them saying now is that staying in Seattle does not depend upon this contribution of county taxpayer money, but they would be inclined to enter into a short-term lease in order to buy time to figure out what their long-term financing would be. So the net result for people who live in the region isn't much different, but it is a change in how they're saying they will move forward.
So why do you think the Mariners should not get this public funding?
It's important to remember that the Mariners are a private for-profit business that has been very successful. They can and should pay for their own expenses, and public funds should be used to pay for public benefit that benefits people broadly, whether it's actual tourism promotion that helps all kinds of businesses in our economy, or whether it's affordable housing that's desperately needed in the region. It's a simple choice. We can either invest the money in a way that's going to increase the profits for a small group of wealthy investors, or we can invest this money into a broad-based public benefit. And I think affordable housing, I think actual tourism promotion, and those kinds of public benefits are more important.
Well, Councilmember, as you alluded to before, the Mariners are a powerful economic engine in this region, and they generate a lot of jobs. And some would say, supporters of the team might say, you know, they should be considered to receive some taxpayer money. How would you respond to that argument?
We have businesses, small and large, all over King County, generating lots of jobs and economic benefits. We don't give them a handout of public funds. Businesses should be treated equally. There's no reason that just because that one business is successful, they need public money.
What role do you think the Mariners could be playing here in this debate, given that they are such a prominent institution in this city?
I think the Mariners should be trying to find ways to put money directly back into the economy. You know, they're not paying property taxes. They get all of the tax revenue already off of all the ticket sales and all of the parking taxes. They have way below market rent. They have a real sweetheart deal here. The public built them the stadium for them. And, you know, instead of figuring out how much public money do we need to put in to support the business, what are ways the business could be generating a return for the taxpayers? And so I think we have the whole argument flipped.
That's King County Council member Dave Upthegrove. The Mariners' lease at Safeco is up at the end of this year. A Mariners executive told the Seattle Times the ballpark is a public facility, and the majority of the projects over the lease will be funded privately through the team.